Let's get on now to set number two.
By myself. nights by myself. Yeah, I'm loving who will, 'cause you're gonna find somebody else. The moon is rising and the sun is singing low. The moon is rising, the sun is singing low. By myself. I ain't gonna spend no more lonely nights by myself. The woman I'm loving, woo, gone and found somebody else.
Kiss me, I want you to kiss me. Whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, Kathy. I'm so glad you're mine, so glad you're mine. Early in the morning, any time at night, I can feel your tender lips making me feel all right. Keep a loving me, Kathy. Keep a loving me, Kathy. Keep a loving me, baby. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, baby. I'm so glad you're back. I'm so glad you're back. Keep a loving me, Kathy. Whoa, baby. Keep a loving me, baby. Keep loving me, baby. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, baby. So glad you're mine. Keep a loving me, baby.
Wait for tomorrow, it might not come. sell me no green banana. Don't sell me no green bananas. No, no, no. It's a little insane and a little profound, but it all depends on your part of town. In a hospital room where one is born, another one be laying down. A young man lives like it don't matter. It's a hard-pressed hook and ladder. The world's on fire and I'm getting out, 'cause tomorrow may not matter. So don't sell me no green bananas. Don't sell me no green bananas. No, 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 no. Water boiling in the pot. 3-minute egg steak way too long. If I ain't here when breakfast done, means that I've already gone. Potatoes mashed hurt my teeth, and I ain't as old as I used to be. There's one more step toward the door and I'll hit eternity. So don't sell me no green bananas. Don't sell me no green bananas. No, 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 no green bananas. Please, please, please.
We'll be right back. did for you. All I can, I come home, you're with another man. Talk to me, baby. Yeah, talk to me, baby. Yeah, talk to me, baby. Before it be too late. Yes, I love you, but you don't love me. Your heart is cold in a deep blue sea.
Yeah.
Just a little the movie got bruised on me. Shout to women. But we got bruises on me. Because every time I get ready to go back to Columbia, South Carolina, something about the Charleston women just won't let me leave. Again, baby. Charleston women, you know that movie got bruises on me, yeah. Anytime I get ready to go back to Columbia, something about the Charleston women just don't let me leave. Told them I'm a single man now. I don't have a wife. Maybe some of these Charleston women say drink more like two to nine. No Charleston women. I believe they got roots on me. But every time I get ready to go to Columbia, something about the Charleston women just won't let me be. I used to tell them that I live in Columbia, South Carolina, and that ain't very far. When the party's over, we go downtown to a bar. You know the Charleston women. The Muppet got roots on me. But every time I get ready to go back to Columbia, something about the Charleston women just won't let me leave. Guitar player,
so I'll let a man drink small.
You know the Charleston women. The movie got real for me. You know, something about the Charleston women. Just wanna let the blues out of the lane. Yeah.
Well, this might be a little hard to untangle. Let's see. Charleston Woman, I believe that was, with Dirk Small. Hardworking Woman, Mississippi Matilda. Green Bananas, Jimmy Bratcher, Otis Rush with Keep On Loving Me Baby, Intermission Blues by Mike Bloomfield. And we had by request, what was that? Cliffy's Big Mama. Yep. Big Mama's Door, Alvin Youngblood, Heart. And Lenny sent us a note, and he requested a song, which we're going to play in this set. So dig in. But let me tell you first that this is listener-supported public radio, WPSU 91.5, heard in Johnsonburg at 90.1, and Altoona 106.7. And support for the blues comes from your annual membership in WPSU and from Pine Grove Hall, temporarily closed until February, out of what they say is an abundance of caution. Gift cards available to virtually support your local business, like Pine Grove Hall, at this difficult time. Information online at pinegrovehall.com. And here we go with some more blues. This is a big, long song. It might be the longest song I've ever played here on the Blues Show, but it's a good one. I hope you dig it.
Hey, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your bullfrogs on your, I mean mine, folks, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Now that's a sure sign, good people, you got bullfrogs on your mind. I'll tell you, it's hard. Folks, it's hard when the woman that you're in love with loves your best friend. I want to tell you, it's harder still when she moves in with the dude. That's hard. But it's extra special hard when you and him are roommates. I mean, you look over the pillow where your sweet darling used to lay and still does. There's only one thing for you to do. You go down to the pawn shop and you speak to the man behind the Nikons and stilettos and stolen Martin guitars and compasses and hair dryers. And you say, "Oh, Mr. Pawnbroker, what do those three balls mean on your wall?" What do those three balls mean on your wall? He says, "That means it's 2-1, buddy. You never get your shit back out of here at all." You say, "Mr. Pawnbroker, hey, won't you sell me a 38? Oh, please. Just one little old 38. Yes, I used to take a 45. But lately I've been losing weight." So you buy yourself a little 38 pearl-handled revolver and a double-breasted pinstripe suit, so you're dressed to kill, so to speak. And you head back to your best friend's house, and you get a little high chair, stool kind of thing, and you peek over the transom into your best friend's room. And in that room, you say, "100% mohair rug, a lizard skin barca lounger with magic fingers, a Garrard turntable with a Pickering cartridge Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, Revox tape recorder, and a Stromberg Carlson AM/FM tuner. a leather-bound 5-year collection of Playboy magazine featuring the entire Playboy philosophy by Hugh M. Hefner. Schmuck. A copy of the whole Earth catalog. Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. The Trilogy of the Rings. All 4 volumes of the teachings of Don Juan and a 5th in manuscript. The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. Autographed. Some Spider-Man and Fantastic Four comic books featuring Dr. Doom. Some Zap comic books with the pages stuck together. Some extra wide cigarette papers featuring the visage of a former vice president of the United States. Some very suspicious looking bags. And a great big Olympic sized thermally heated El Mondo Grosso waterbed with satin sheets, pink pillowcases, and in a fur bedspread. And on that bed, twisting and turning, rolling and tumbling, shouting and groaning, jumping and pumping, uttering wordless moans and unnameable exclamations, you see your baby and your best friend. And good people, I wish to tell you, it's hard. No, I mean it's hard, baby. It's hard because you always thought your best friend was kind of a square. You see him in there doing things to make Dr. Kinsey want to cross his legs, you know? So you get down from that stool, you make a few quick notes. Stick diagrams to indicate motion. And you knock at the door. Of course, you don't get no answer. So you knock again. You still get no answer. So you knock again. No answer. So you charge at that door with all your might and main, just at the moment that your roommate, dressed in a green and yellow polka dot cannon towel, opens up the door and you go flying across the 100% mohair carpet, stumble into the lizard skin Barker lounger with the magic fingers, tumble over the garage turntable with the Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, Revox tape recorder, Stromberg Carlson AM FM goddamn tuner. People, I mean to say, you go on by the leather-bound 5-year collection of Playboy magazine featuring the entire Playboy philosophy by Hugh M. Hefner. Thank you. You go on past Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse, the Trilogy of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, the Whole Earth Catalog, the complete teachings of John Juan. You go on by the Prophet by Khalil Gibran with all the significant passages underlined. Every word in the book is underlined. You stumble on by the Spider-Man and Fantastic Four comic books featuring Dr. Doom. You pass by the Zap comic books with the pages stuck together. You tumble past the extra-wide rolling papers bearing the visage of a former American vice president and those suspicious-looking baggies copping one or two as you fly by. Shouldn't be a total loss. You land in a little shapeless heap right beside that great big Olympic-sized, thermally heated El Mondo Grosso water bed with the satin sheets, pink pillowcases. And as you pick yourself up off the floor, you stop for a moment, you look around you, and as you look around you, for the first time in the whole affair, you start to wonder. You hear me, folks? You start to wonder. I don't mean you just kind of wonder. I mean you what? Wonder, baby. I mean you wonder how the hell they got enough money to pay for all that shit in the first place, what you wonder. Right about this time, your sweetheart noticed the gun in your hand, and she comes up to you, and she looks up at you, and she says, "Don't do anything self-destructive now." Bitch. She looks up at you, she says, Johnny, don't. She knows your name is David. And while she's talking to you, you see a great big tear form in the left-hand corner of her right-hand eye. For the first time in your whole relationship, a genuine saltwater tear. You see that tear and it moves your heart and soul, mind and body, liver and spleen, islands of Langra, hands and medulla oblongata. Folks, I mean to say that you see that thing and it moves you. It most of all moves your hand holding the pistol, so you got a dead bead on that lousy little tear going out the left-hand corner of her right-hand eye. That's what it really moves. And just as you're about to pull the trigger, just as you're about to squeeze out her life with the action and mechanism of that revolver, just as you're about to snuff out her entire existence, just as you're about to do one thing you know you can never, ever undo, just as you're about to send her on to the great beyond hereafter from which there's no return henceforth, hitherto, whereas, why for at all, just as you're about to kill abroad, she looks up at you with those weird eyes. And she says something to you at that moment that stops you cold. I mean, she looks up at you and she says something to you at that moment that freezes your finger on a trigger, turns your knees to water and your brain to jelly, your toes to cupcakes. It's a pretty heavy thing she lays on. She looks up at you at that moment. She says, You gotta understand, she knows she's gonna die. This girl is so close to death. She looks up at you and she says, so close to death, she can read the caliber, number, and brand of the bullet that's about to go through her brain. That's how close. She looks up at you at that moment with those weird eyes. And she says, those are weird eyes, too, I want to tell you. This girl, no, listen, this girl has weird eyes. One of them's red, the other's green. Just be going out with her, she'd be blinking at me, stop, go, go, stop, go, you know, like that. Also, she looks up at you at that moment, and she says, I'll tell you what she says this time. She says, okay, next time I'll take it. She looks up at you at that moment. She cocks an eye at you. You cock an eye at her. The two of you stand here cockeyed for half an hour. And she says, she says, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on you? Bullfrogs on you.
David Brumberg, the Bullfrog Blues. This is Listener Supported Public. Supported NPR station WPSU, heard in Tipton 91.5, Dubois 92.1. We got, 15 minutes, 15 and a half minutes to go, so let me play you some more songs. Here's, in this next set, we'll have Lenny's request, but let's start here.
We'd like to do one now that's a good example of how the singing used to be unaccompanied in the country churches. A good old spiritual called Old Daniel Prayed.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared less for the things of Baal, but trusted one who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out. Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon his earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted one who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed.
Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night. He cared not for the king's degree, but trusted God who set him free. Old Daniel prayed,
old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God,
he prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted one who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed,
old Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night.
Stay around too long. precious time.
Here we go.
walking down the street. Some pretty mama start breaking down with me. Stop breaking down. Yeah, stop breaking down. The stuff I got to bust your brains out, baby, it'll make you lose your mind. I can't walk the streets now, contemplate my mind. Some no good woman, she starts breaking down, stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. The stuff I got going to bust your brains out, it'll make you lose your mind. Now you Saturday night women, you love to ape and clown. You won't do nothing but tear a good man reputation down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta put your brain down, baby, it'll make you lose your mind. I give my baby 99 degrees. She jumped up and threw the piston down on me. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Stuff I gotta bust your brain down, baby. It'll make you lose your mind. I can't start walking down the street. But some pretty mama don't start breaking down with me. Stop breaking down. Yeah, stop breaking down. The stuff I got about your brain now, baby, to make you lose your mind.
Oh, baby, that's it. That's the blues. We did it. Hey, everybody. That there was Smoke 'Em. Well, that was Stop Breaking Down Blues by Robert Johnson. Smoke 'Em All was tuned by Colin Lydon. We had Daniel Prayed by Doc Watson. This has been the Blues Show. This has been your host, Max Spiegel. I hope you all take care. And I'll see y'all next week. I don't have any other days off planned anytime soon, so we're in this together, man. Let's get through the blues week after week. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio from Penn State.